And we're talking today with Norwalk sophomore wrestler Isabel Evans, who is a member of the first ever Norwalk girls wrestling team. Isabel is off to a good start on the season. She placed first at Monday's tournament at Collins Maxwell High School. Isabel, how's your season been going so far?
It's been going really well, I think, for being a beginner at this sport.
Yeah, you said you didn't wrestle last year. This is really just a new experience for you. What got you started? What got you excited about going out for wrestling?
It just seemed like a fun, exciting thing to do. I heard a few other kids were doing it, and my mom kind of wanted me to do it, so I was like, yeah, I'll try it out.
Is there any background of it in your family?
Yes, all three of my uncles were wrestlers. They all did very well with the sport. We're state champs a few times, I think, and they all have cauliflower ears on each side of their head.
So it's definitely runs in the family then a little bit.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you've got a big support group then. You got some fans there that know what they're talking about.
Yep.
Okay. I think what I've seen so far is you wrestled at 121, 122. Coach said maybe you'd be going down to 120 here in the near future.
Yep, that's what my plan is for my next meet. And I did wrestle up at a couple meets ago. I wrestled up to 130. Wrestled up like 9 pounds, I think. I was 121 at that meet, but we didn't have anybody at that weight, so.
Yeah, got to do what you got
to
do.
I wanted to do it, and I was like, sure.
Okay. So, yeah, you mentioned first year out for wrestling, and it's a brand new sport for the girls. Just how gratifying is it to have your own team, your own coach, your own practices, and just to really have the girls kind of own this sport?
It's really nice. It's been so much fun. We're learning things every day. Getting better every day. Yeah, it's just been great.
And Coach Vederick, Elena Vederick, had a very good wrestling career of her own. She was an NAI All-American back in college. How much is she helping you guys out as a coach?
She's helping us out so much. Like I said, we learn so much every day, and we're just using every practice to make ourselves better. And she's really, we've come so far already.
As far as individually, what do you feel like are your strengths out there on the mat? What do you enjoy about it? What do you do best?
I just enjoy getting my aggression out and bringing that level of competition and aggression to the mat. It's super fun and enjoyable. Yeah, it's been a blast so far this season.
I know a lot of your meets have been on the road so far, but I know you have been at home at least once. You know, what's it like getting out there in front of the home fans and, you know, hearing that support?
It's super fun. It's really fun. It's an exciting home meets. It's a lot better because the terrain is a little bit more familiar. At home, it's super fun.
Have you been involved in any other sports and activities at Norwalk?
Not yet, because I also did move here this year, but I plan on going out for soccer in the spring.
Okay. Yeah, very good soccer program at Norwalk, I'm sure you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess what are just some other things you like about wrestling? Some of your favorite things about the sport, about competing out there with your teammates?
You know, I really enjoy winning, and I enjoy just being out there and getting after it. It's super fun. The team has been, we are so supportive with each other. It's been really great to have a team like that and in camaraderie and stuff.
And what school were you at before Norwalk?
I was at Sergeant Bluff Luton before.
Okay. And just one more question for you. What are kind of your goals for the rest of the season here as, you know, you look towards January and then the regional tournament and state coming along?
My hope is to just keep getting better, keep getting more wins under my belt, just more experience. You know, the more experience I have, the more I'm learning and getting better at the sport. So, and hopefully I'll make it to state. It's my hope.
Right, that'd be awesome. And is there, you know, anybody on the team, any of the girls that maybe have had a little more wrestling experience? Is there anybody that's kind of shown you the ropes or given you any good pointers?
Yes, we have one other wrestler who's been wrestling for 3 years, I think, with the boys, Laura LaFleur. She's really good, and she's always been super helpful with everybody, giving tips and pointers and showing new things, too.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Good luck to you all out there on the mats here this winter, and we'll look for big things here come January and February.
Yeah, thank you so much.